Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and we're facing five.
And this is...
And 3, 2, 1. I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
Well, what else would it be?
Well, I don't know.
Do we host something else?
Maybe it could be the Oscars.
I don't know. Well, that would be great. If we could host the Oscars.
Yeah. Then we'd have to face five very tough ladies going for Best Actress.
Yeah.
And this is an interesting topic because, and let me just run through them. Jessica Chastain, Jennifer Lawrence, Emmanuel Riva, Kwanzaa Wallace.
That's it.
3, 2, 1.
Kwanzaa
Wallace, yeah. And Naomi Watts. And I'm wondering...
Naomi Watts for that...
Impossible.
Yeah, the tsunami movie.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, I don't know
whether... She's not even a contender. It's silly to even talk about. Let's not even talk about Naomi Watts in this category, John, because she doesn't have a shot at winning.
Oh, okay. So, we'll talk about Emmanuel Riva.
The old lady. who also doesn't have a shot at winning.
Set you up. That's Amour, which neither one of us has seen, but we'll
see. No, directed by Michael Haneke. It's about an old couple, and a husband and wife, and the wife is dying.
Yeah.
So for half of the picture, she probably just lays there with her mouth open and her eyes closed. Probably, you can't give somebody an Academy Award for that.
Probably the classiest movie of them all, but doesn't have a chance when you consider Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty.
Right.
Now, that's pretty tough. Jennifer Lawrence in... Silver Linings Playbook.
Right.
And
Kwanzaa Wallace.
Kwanzaa.
Or let's QW.
Right.
You want to talk? Let's just say QW.
Yeah, all right.
Listen, all three of these actresses, I would hate to see any of them win. I'll tell you why, because I like all of them, and they're all too young to win. Kwanzaa Wallace.
Jessica Chastain.
She's too young.
Is 35.
Oh, she should win. Let's give it. I didn't realize that. Yeah. She should. If she doesn't win, this might be your last chance. Let's root for Jessica Chastain.
All right.
I don't want to see Jennifer Lawrence get it because she is, I believe, too young. She hasn't honed her craft yet. I hate that. I think these awards should really be about craftsmanship. That's also the same reason why kids should not win.
Oh,
kid doesn't know the craft of acting, and a director is... you know, working some magic to pull that performance out of them, or they're just capturing it naturally. It's lightning in a bottle. The Oscars should be for people who know their craft and who are executing some techniques. There's some philosophy behind it. I don't know what it is, but you don't give it to a 9-year-old. That's just silly.
I wonder how young De Niro was when he won. Do you think, was he in his 30s?
I don't know. He was probably
in his 20s?
He was probably in his late 20s,
right,
or his very early 30s.
Yeah.
I would have to Wikipedia that.
But you would say that if so, he's a special case. Like Brando,
well, listen,
these
De Niro,
guys.
Yes. Come on. These guys are special cases.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
De Niro, Brando.
All right, I can accept that.
James Dean.
Yeah. All right.
You know.
Now, Lawrence, to me, I could see her getting it because in Winter's Bone, she did a fantastic job playing that young lady in the Ozarks trying to save her family.
Also
excellent.
A very craftless performance. She seemed very... That performance seemed interesting at the time because it just seemed so artless. It just seemed like here's a shy, quiet, white trash girl who's, you know, they captured on. Which maybe, you know, I'm the one who's being fooled here. Maybe that was a really brilliant performance.
Well, when you look at what
she's very soft spoken, though. She does have that shy quality about her.
Hunger Games, Katniss.
Right.
Playing a tough girl.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, it's the same but different. And then now in Silver Linings Playbook, where she's playing as 22-year-old, playing a 30-year-old.
Exactly. Now she's coming into her own.
Yes.
She's stretching her legs a bit. She's, you know, finding her way. She's honing her craft. And I believe that if she wins the award right now, that will derail her career.
I think you're wrong. I think there are many actresses, Kate Hepburn, for instance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say you think I'm wrong?
Yes, I do.
Alert the media.
Because actresses like Kate Hepburn certainly got better as they got older.
Of course they did, John, but that's Katharine Hepburn.
I
mean, you see what you're doing? Like, you can't. You can't even utter those people in the same breath. It doesn't apply. Those exceptions do not apply.
But I would also...
Also, Katharine Hepburn had a career that spanned 50, 60 years.
Got it.
That you ain't never going to see any of these people that we're talking about have a career that lasts that long. It just doesn't happen anymore.
All right, QW.
Yes.
6 years old.
Vangene, yes.
6 years old when she played. She's now 9 years old.
Right.
My contention is, regardless of the age, it's the performance. So if you can
even
attack,
if it was accidental,
even that's an extraneous. That's not germane to.
You're saying what is captured on film?
Right. What is what I actually see as a superior performance?
All right.
And you're bringing in other issues while important to her as a person.
Yep.
Are not important to me as I judge.
Okay, I get you. I'm still saying that I hear what you're saying, and I still believe that the worst thing you can do to this girl as a young actress, as a 9-year-old actress, is give her the Academy Award, because look what happened to Tatum O'Neill.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Look what happened. Let's fast forward a little bit older, but look what happened to Marissa Tomei, and look what happened to Mira Sorvino.
Oh,
both
nice.
Young actresses
good.
With so much potential.
Woo.
Marissa Tomei won Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Come on. That's absurd. And it threw her off. It threw her off.
And you know something?
She has only just now recovered her career by taking small roles in little quirky independent movies. Marissa Sorvino, or what's her name? Mira Sorvino? Good luck finding. I don't even know where she is. She probably works at a burger joint somewhere.
Well, Tomei, you are so on.
I'm on about all of them.
When at that time when she won it, you had to do a double take.
Yeah.
You had to say My Cousin Vinny. You said what?
Right.
What?
I know. That's what I'm talking about. Now, this is a beautiful performance.
Right. I don't think this is a questionable performance.
I'll go this far. You want to talk about hyperbole, which I know you're given to. It is one for the ages. That performance, that little girl's performance.
And you're going to hold off that award for her.
I am, because I would like to see her grow as an actress, and I would like her to see. I would like her to have a career as an actress. And you want to make this bet. If she wins, you're going to forget about her. She'll disappear. Remember the girl from Precious.
I do.
What has she been in lately?
I do. I know.
Nothing.
I've seen her in a few roles.
You know what she was in? She was in Tower Heist and then nothing. So her career is over now because she was given the award and they've shuffled her under the...
They've
sloughed her off like dead weight and she's scrambling for a career now. That's the same thing that's going to happen to this little QW.
And you, again, are basing your judgment... On
it's not
extraneous,
judgment, it's perception.
On your perception, on extraneous elements, ones that over which we can have no control.
John, I just pointed out at least 5 examples of actresses who have won their award at a young age and who have floundered ever since.
Think of the possible, the variables here. They weren't offered great roles after this. They were stereotypes, such as from Precious. All the kinds of chances that somebody gets doesn't always fall to somebody who wins an award. So my feeling is that you can't bring in all of these elements when you decide if a person should win that award.
Here's what they should do, okay? Take the Pacino route. You give all these great performances for 20 years, then win the Oscar, and then start giving terrible performances.
Yes!
You make it impossible for them to award you again.
Good one.